time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Well, we may have a new president in town, but things in Washington haven't changed a whole lot. Some things have accelerated, though, such as the use of executive orders, which some believe gives the President of the United States the authority to enact new law or legislation circumventing the authority of the Congress. Don't get me wrong, every president since George Washington has used the executive order to get something done with expediency or in order to bypass what could be a fight or stalemate in Congress. For almost a century after the founding of the United States, the amount of executive orders was relatively limited. That may be because there is no actual provision in the Constitution that speaks to executive orders. The power has developed over time, with presidents using Article 2, Section 3 of the United States Constitution, which states that the executive should take care that the laws be faithfully executed as a basis for creating law without Congress, as long as it holds true to the Constitution. George Washington utilized the executive order 8 times during his 7 years in office. Franklin Roosevelt used the executive order 3,721 times during his 12 years as president. Bill Clinton, 364, George W. Bush, 291, Barack Obama, 276, Donald Trump, 220, and Joseph Biden over 40 times within 10 days of office, which is a large number in such a short time. Abraham Lincoln, during his first 4 years in office, used the executive order route 48 times. The most famous executive order, the Emancipation Proclamation, signed by President Abraham Lincoln, marked a shift in the power of the executive branch to essentially circumvent Congress, when deemed necessary. The Emancipation Proclamation was very monumental during the Civil War between the states and, in essence, freed 4 million slaves from ownership by other human beings. President Lincoln utilized the power of the executive order in this case because he realized Congress would not act. The responsibility for crafting legislation and laws lies with the Congress of the United States, which has been so partisan over the years that they have great difficulty coming to a consensus. The Congress is supposed to be a representative of the consensus of the states so that citizens have a voice in our great republic. Instead, the Congress continues in a gridlock status, which then leads to the use of presidential executive orders to get things done without a consensus of the states, but the will of one party over the other, depending on who is in power at the time. A president has 4 to 8 years to fulfill the will of those who put them in office, so they have a very aggressive agenda to meet that mandate. In Congress, some representatives remain for a lifetime with no sense of expediency to get things done, but rather a desire to survive and get reelected every 2 to 6 years, depending on which house you reside in, the Congress or the Senate. Maybe it's time to really consider term limits for our federal legislators. After all, the United States is not ruled by a monarchy where legislation is enacted by executive order, but rather as a republic where every citizen has a say through their elected representative. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.